DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Right.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Welcome back to Not Another Podcast. We've been gone for three weeks?
Two.
Let's call it two.
Yeah.
I am James.
I am Bryce.
Hello.
That's your cue.
I know. I said hello.
You fucked it up already.
Shut up.
So we had this all planned and Samantha went and fucked it all up.
James is a diva.
I did not fuck it all up. I did not. Not my fault.
Hello.
I thought your intro was done.
That whole long silence there.
There was no long silence. I said hello right after.
I know you've been gone, but we do have a way that we intro ourselves.
Well, you have to listen to the show to hear it.
Well,
I don't blame her
yeah.
for not listening.
No, I don't listen
Good.
Anymore.
No Good. One does.
I don't either.
Duh.
So after, a couple years, we finally were able to fix this to where Samantha, who's never been off the intro,
yeah.
is now back on the show.
Yes.
Now the intro makes sense.
But the odd thing is she's back and Jim is gone.
Coincidence?
Yeah, not really.
Oh,
she
Jim,
had him
you
killed. So what have you been up to?
Oh man, I've been up to a lot of stuff. So after Godforsaken, I moved to Illinois. Lived there for a little while, and now I'm back in Ohio. Working and I do a lot of work with, I joined up with a comedy troupe team called It's All Been Done Radio Hour. And then we've started, I'm part of a startup as our social media marketing director for It's All Been Done Presents, which is a entertainment network for like Midwest. So we have podcasts, written work, television and movie reviews, a book club that I run. So all sorts of stuff.
So.
That's what I've been up
She's
to.
She's putting us to shame.
I know. She really is. And I was just going to put her on the spot. I know we're West Coast, but is there any way we can get on that network and maybe get, like, a listener?
Yes. Yes, you can, actually.
Sweet. Cool. It's not about who you know. It's about who you've been to hell and back with.
Oh, dude, no kidding.
Wow. And I will say, I've actually heard some of the It's All Been Done Before radio, and I do recommend it. It's pretty good stuff. If you're into, like, old-timey type radio programs or like, comedic audio drama type things.
Radio drama.
Yeah, that's the perfect place. I liken it to one of my favorites, which was Thrilling Adventure Hour, which is sadly no longer.
That's the exact format that
Jerome, our creator,
was going after.
So far as I know, there's only one celebrity on that, and we're talking to her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, snap. No, my ego has not chilled. In fact, it's gotten worse.
I know. Ever since we cracked the mics, like, I felt this oppressive force on me.
Well, I mean, I just overshadow everyone. It's the way it is. You're just going to have to live with it.
Well, you know, I will say it's good to have you back on the show other than in the intro. And you've done the outros nonstop. A lot of people don't know that, but that's always live.
Yep, every single time.
That's
every single time.
Yeah.
No matter where I'm at, no matter what I'm doing.
She drops it. She just hears the call. Oh, and that's it. Crap podcast I was associated with.
What's the call? It's like a ca-caw, ca-caw, off in the distance.
It sounds more like it sounds like Trump shitting is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that shitty podcast.
I think that's a little too much noise for him.
Yeah.
It's more like...
just a really quiet... Yep.
Well, since we brought up the giant Oompa Loompa, shall we just skeeter into fucking the mess he's made this last week? Well, we've been gone 2 weeks, so we haven't had much time to rant about it, but just over this past weekend, he has just shown the rest of the world why America is the worst country ever. And I say that knowing there are countries far worse than ours, but, you know, I mean, fucking the Middle East is run by billionaire tyrants who let religious fanatics cut people's heads off. Ours just goes around the country and proves how stupid we are as Americans. And I, for one, have just about had enough.
Well, you got 3 more years.
No. Well, maybe less than that if things go our way.
Oh, but don't worry. Pence will fix everything.
No, because if Trump goes down, Pence goes down with him. There's just no avoiding it. Unfortunately, I think if things go our way, we're going to look at 4th or 5th in line of succession before we can get someone into the big office there. Obviously, the big thing is pulling out of the Paris climate accords. Mm-hmm. And it's just ridiculous. The big thing is he was talking about how it's costing America so much money to be part of that. Well, the simple truth is it technically costs nothing to be part of that. The whole conglomerate is all these countries promising to be better and to work for change within their own country. So if it's costing America a lot of money to be part of that, it's because America's got a lot of cleanup to do within our borders. So the fact of the matter that it's costing America so much just proves that we need to be better in our own country about taking care of our climate.
Well, and the jobs that green energy create are vastly better paying and more in number.
And they last longer. Mm-hmm. A prime example, I just had this discussion with someone yesterday about coal versus wind farming and how much more beneficial wind farming is, not only for the environment but for the people who are working at it. And the fact that there is a significant amount of jobs needing to be filled in the wind farm industry. So all these people who are bitching about coal being gone, who are out of work because coal mines are shutting down, should maybe look at getting into wind farming.
Yeah.
And especially in the areas where coal farming is so prevalent, are prime places for wind farms, such as Wyoming and Montana and the Dakotas, places like that.
You don't mention that one place.
Sorry.
Unfortunately, the state still exists.
Yeah, we can't.
We can avoid the town.
Exactly. The state is great. It's just there's an area of the state that's full of very sad, angry, lonely people.
Bunch of trash. Well,
I heard he was going to change it to Trumpville.
Yeah. That's on the docket.
I mean,
yeah.
It would be accurate.
He's going to make it great again. I'm still waiting.
He'd have to make it great to start with to make it great again.
There is a little bit of good news, though, with
pulling
out of the climate accords.
Yes.
It can take 3 to 4 years to actually have a country removed from those. So,
and
it
by
may
that
be,
time...
It may be the next president...
Who goes, no.
Yeah, because it's an executive action that he just did. So a new president can put in another executive action that says, nope, we're staying.
To undo the damage Trump did.
Exactly.
Who undid all the greatness Obama did.
Yep.
I like it.
Well, and the day after the November elections is when we would officially be pulled out. So whoever the next president is has that next day to be like, no, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
I got this in before the deadline, right? We're good?
Woo!
It's not midnight yet, right?
We're good?
You see him running into Paris. Wait, don't close!
pushing, you know, delegates up, NATO delegates out of the way.
Riding in his golf cart.
My golf club's got out of the way, I'm sorry.
Well, I did hear, or I did read an article that said that there's a chance that Biden actually might be thinking about running. Which I'd be okay with. I got no problem with Biden. He never did anything.
He's not like a an exciting candidate like Bernie was.
No,
he's a safe bet like Hillary was. Like she was the of the Democratic candidates. She was the safe bet.
Oh yeah, yeah. Honestly, I haven't seen anyone on the Democratic side of things that. Again, not that anyone has announced. I think it's too early.
Yeah.
It really is. You got to wait until
2018. Well, I know Elizabeth Warren is kind of testing the waters, and she's making some noise.
Let me reiterate that.
Wait. So, I know of one candidate that we can all get behind.
Oh, God.
Because I want him to get behind me. And that is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Honestly, I was waiting for this, so go ahead. Wipe your mouth before you speak. God, even over here I heard the splash.
Was it an Archer sploosh? A perpetual state of sploosh.
It sounded like a waterfall.
See, this is what you get when I come back. Disgusting... dirtiness.
No, it's you haven't been listening.
Yeah,
to the
you clearly.
No, I really haven't. I'm sorry. I love you.
I don't care.
I've been so busy.
She's been on successful show.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
We don't blame you.
To really understand where we're coming from and why we're not disgusted, just find the episode called Friction Method, and
don't find that episode. Do not listen to it.
Because then we'll never have her back. Why won't she talk to us?
If we keep her in blissful ignorance, maybe we can get a few of her listeners to follow. So the less she knows, the better we are.
The beauty is that, and for those who have forgotten when Samantha and I used to do the podcast, just to keep ourselves sane, she's actually kind of more disgusting than Jim, you, or I put together. So she's fine.
Me disgusting. I'm the most demure, sweet, innocent.
Says the woman who shook a cinder block building.
I can't even say that.
Simply from the gas from her rear.
Oh my God, I As opposed to gas from my non-rear.
I don't think we need to go into that, but yeah. getting back to our Cheeto in chief, Comey, former FBI director Comey is testifying this week, and yes. I'm very hopeful that he's just going to lay it all out there. Bryce, you were saying that he still has the Trump has the option for I still refuse
executive
to call him president.
Privilege, yes.
Yeah.
He can use executive privilege to block him from testifying. However, it will most likely end up in the court system where the courts will decide if that actually covers him.
Well, and the courts aren't backing him on his travel ban, so.
Yeah. And the information we will get out of Comey at the best would be about Trump trying to interfere with the investigation because he can't actually disclose any information about the investigation.
No, he can't, but it is a federal offense.
It is an impeachable offense, which is what one of the things Nixon was impeached for.
So there is a chance that if Comey comes out and says, this is what happened, this is what he said, and can provide proof of that, because, I mean, at this point, it's he said, she said.
Yeah.
She being the Cheeto in chief. But it's if Comey's got something to back it, then we could legally impeach Trump and get him the fuck out.
Yeah.
Now, in that case, we're stuck with
Pence.
But as we've discussed on this show, Pence would have such a difficult job stepping in and basically cleansing America's palate from Trump.
Yeah.
That he would really back off on a lot of his personal...
You would hope.
You would hope. And I would think he's enough of a politician to go, I've got to focus on healing this country. The divide is now so much worse than it was in November.
Trump care.
We had near violent protests in Portland this week. When was the last time you heard of any sort of violence at a protest in Portland? We have rallies and protests just about every day. But violent ones...
We're snowflakes. Come on.
We really are. Little Beirut over here.
Little hipster snowflakes.
But we are... I mean, we are a city that loves our rallies and our protests, but we're usually pretty nonviolent. And this was... There was bricks being thrown. Apparently, they were throwing water balloons of piss at each other. Mm. I mean, it got pretty bad over the weekend. From my understanding, I talked to a reporter who was down there this weekend, and apparently reporters were all detained for roughly 30 to 40 minutes while the police like vetted their credentials before allowing them in. They basically encircled the protest. They didn't really interfere. They arrested people as they were coming out of the rally. I don't know how they identified like people that were causing problems, but they made a lot of arrests like as the rallies were breaking up. So, but yeah, reporters were trying to get in, and they had to be vetted before they could go inside to report on the goings on. So it was, I mean, that's unusual for Portland, but that goes to show how bad the divide is.
Yeah.
So, and I heard audio of one protester talking about how great it is that Trump came down from his tower to lead America to greatness. And my initial thought on that was, whose greatness? The greatness Trump is perpetuating isn't the greatness I see for my country.
The white national greatness. Come on.
He's perpetuating greatness from the 1950s, where it was okay to be racist, it was okay to be sexist, it was okay to be violent towards people you hated.
I think the 50s are being a little generous there.
The 40s? 30s? 20s?
I think you're 10s. Off by about 100
all
or 200
of the above.
Years.
It's this whole make America great again, it needs to be defined. By who's...
Yeah, but he doesn't have the mental capacity to define anything. He doesn't pay attention in meetings. He doesn't
know this is,
anything.
This is so great. I heard this on a news, not a fake news outlet, but a legitimate news outlet.
Like Washington Post?
Yeah.
Hashtag fake news.
They have to...
Sad.
When they give him the security reports, they have to, like, I forget exactly.
They have to put his name in every so many
like
words.
Every paragraph, yes, yeah. To make sure he keeps reading.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, he'll read a paragraph,
I
and if he
that
doesn't
was an
see
Onion
his name.
Article, I think, the first time I read it.
I did, too,
it
but
it,
no, it was backed up. It's yeah. true. Which I think is...
Well, there was that whole thing about him giving out... sensitive information, there was, I can't remember who it was, I need to look at the article, but there was like one of Trump's handlers was like, you can't tell him, okay, here's some information, don't repeat this to anyone, because that's the first thing he's going to turn around and yeah. do. So you have to be careful with the information you just even give him. And I'm like, that is so
sad.
Well, and even
sad.
Worse, like he's not even listening.
Like, come on.
He's not even listening to his advisors or anything. He's getting his facts from Fox. Like, he goes to all these briefings and shit, and it's in one ear and out the other, but if it's on Fox News, it's gospel.
Of course.
And his advisors being Kellyanne Conway yeah. and his daughter.
Which, by the way, is illegal. I've looked into it. The fact that
and
his...
And Kushner is illegal as well.
Yeah, his daughter and his son-in-law should not be in any sort of advisory job
Even
in the White House.
Not
it's completely illegal.
Monetary.
So,
compensation.
And yet, again, the country's just rolling with it. And I'm like...
Did you guys hear... Oh, go ahead.
My mind is completely blown by that. He's flaunting his criminal activity in front of America, and there's still people going, oh, he's right for us. How is a crook...
Well, he's above the law.
A liar, a bigot, and a fucking philanderer right for this country. I mean, Samantha,
it's
as a woman,
the age of entitlement.
I mean, we've talked about this over and over again, but it's, let's be honest, it's been a fucking sausage fest. But Samantha, as a woman, hearing some of the stuff that came out during just during the campaign from this guy.
That shit pissed me off.
Exactly.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
And it's apparently I'm Samantha now, so I'm just going to answer.
Thank you.
For her.
I was wondering what when your balls dropped, but yeah, I felt that was personal.
I just went through
goofy. Hey, no, just the things that people could overlook that he said, just they make no sense to me.
No, it's he's been caught in so many fucking lies. He never turned over his tax returns, which to me is a huge red flag.
Yeah.
Every president since they started doing it, every presidential candidate turned it over and said, look, 100% transparency, you know? He's the first one to go, nope,
yep.
I'm being audited. The IRS came out and said, no, you're fine. You can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, nope. Now he's saying maybe I'll release him after I'm out of office.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Well,
during the campaign, he said that was the first thing. He was like, I'm going to release him. I'm going to release him. Woohoo. Yay. I'm going to release him. I'm going to do this. And then as soon as he was elected, he just clammed right up.
No, I guarantee you someone went, don't do it because all these fucking things you got going.
There was a podcast I was listening to, and they were talking to a tax attorney. And he was saying that if he is under audit, it does kind of make sense to not release him because you would have more eyes scrutinizing it and they could find more indiscretions or indiscrepancies.
And I guarantee you he probably got that advice.
I'm sure there's, yeah. But so I'm sure his lawyers...
They've already found lots of stuff.
Well, and he even admitted to not paying taxes.
Yeah.
And he was like claiming, it's like you want... Hillary said it on their debates. Like, you want to vote for a guy who's not paid taxes? And he was like, oh, yeah, that's because I'm smart. Fuck you, that's illegal. The IRS should have went, wait a minute.
You know, if I don't pay my taxes next year and the IRS says, hey, not that I make enough for them to even care, but I'm not a drop in the frickin' bucket, but I'd be like, sorry, my president doesn't pay taxes, so that means I don't have to pay
I think
taxes.
We as a nation should follow his example. If he doesn't pay taxes, we shouldn't. And then where's his fucking
leader.
Budget
going
to be?
We should do what he does. Come over here and grab him by the pussy. Let's do this. And don't pay taxes.
I don't want to grab him by the pussy. I'll get orange all over me.
He's one giant pussy. Yeah, I know.
There was a fucking hilarious meme I saw that was when Ted Nugent and Sarah Palin were visiting with Kid Rock and all that shit. So it was this, it was a picture.
Oh,
said,
what would you name this reality
no,
TV
it was, it was breaking news. It said Trump got caught grabbing pussy in Oval Office, and it shows him shaking Ted Nugent's hand.
I saw the same one, but it was titled, what would you name this reality TV show? I just wrote failure.
Oh, man, it was so funny.
But I will say there are... well, first of all, he's been on a tweeting tirade over the weekend because... England isn't playing fair anymore. They're refusing to share intelligence reports with America. And my personal thought is good.
They are sharing again.
Oh, are
it
they?
It was only for a day.
Is it just not... Just...
It was more
we'll
of
share
a
it with you, but don't show it to Trump.
It was more of a show of power saying, we don't have to share this intelligence with you. Because there's there's no agreement.
He was so butthurt over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's... This morning, he was actually going off on the mayor of London over... And I didn't see the tweets. I looked for him, but I couldn't find him. We were on the morning show, on the news morning show that I do, we were talking to a pretty big reporter from the AP. And he, when the interview was done, he called back to let me know to pass on that during that interview, Trump had tweeted again just this... rant of shit against London's mayor, and I immediately went, I have to see what this fucking gas bag said, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah,
I think it was
there was
fresh.
A bunch of just stupid stuff. That's when he kind of shot himself in the foot about the Muslim ban.
Yeah. This is just...
But doesn't he understand how Twitter works by now? He can tweet, like... Because I know someone's advising him to delete this crap. But he has to know and understand that everything you tweet, it's not going to go away. And someone is screenshotting that shit immediately.
He doesn't care.
So it's not going away. But then why delete it? Well, why delete it? Why not just leave it there and say loud and proud like everything else?
Well,
he's actually not... he's actually not allowed to delete his tweets.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
yeah,
really?
Wait a minute. Is he not allowed to delete stuff from the POTUS Twitter or his own? Because
anything.
That's... Okay.
Because it's... There's a department in the government. I can't remember exactly what it is. I'll try and get you guys the link to the podcast I listened to where they talked about it. But basically, everything that is written or said by a president has to stay... as record.
Oh.
So he has to, he's supposed to submit it to, I know, it's funny, but the president, before they destroy any records of anything they've written or anything, they're supposed to submit it to this oversight committee. It's not really a committee. I think it's one specific person.
It's Gates.
And then they have to authorize, the destruction of it. So he's technically not allowed to delete any tweets.
It's Gates. He's still in the boiler room.
I didn't know that.
That's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that actually makes sense because wouldn't it go into his presidential library when he's out of office?
I don't know. I think it does.
At least some. Oh God, he's gonna have a worse library than George W. Bush.
Don't make me do stuff. All right, so I have his Twitter up right now. He has 31.6 million followers, and he's only following 45 people.
Well, and the
so let's see who are the people he's following.
Well, and that's why he tweets as much as he does. It's a way to get his name out there, to keep himself in the spotlight. This is a guy who doesn't care about the office of the presidency. He is a businessman, and his business is marketing, and the thing he markets is the Trump name. This is the ultimate marketing tool. Over the next 4 years, or however long he remains in office, it's all about marketing Donald J. Trump.
So it's called...
Guys!
It's called the Presidential Records Act. And it says, allows the incumbent president to dispose of records that no longer have administrative, historical, informational, or evidentiary value once he has obtained the views of the archivist of the United States on proper disposal.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Going back to what Samantha said, someone is screenshotting that and posting that up.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's not going away.
Yeah, he could delete it. But there's still a record of it.
Yeah. But it could still fall under the fact that he deleted it without approval. And he can get in trouble for it, but I don't know what the actual retribution would be, because the only way a president can actually be charged with a crime is if they're impeached.
Well, you know, fortunately, we don't have to worry too much about it because those small hands of his can't really reach the delete key. So it's kind of a stretch. Yeah, he's not going
to
move his whole arm. That's ridiculous. I was watching Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and
I love him.
He was showing this thing that happened during the campaign. I wish I'd seen this. Bryce just showed me this great picture of Trump as a baby pulling the globe. But it was showing this thing for this during the campaign. He was doing the speech and he completely lost his mind mid. He was talking about climate change, and without any sort of seg or anything, just kind of like went into this weird word association thing with himself. And it was hilarious to watch his mental breakdown in front of a huge crowd, and you know, and they just ate it up like he was like the best thing ever. And I'm like, he's insane. He's insane and mentally incompetent.
Well, a lot of people said that, and a lot of, like, psychologists, therapists can't give a formal diagnosis without actually treating him, but they've said, like, he's in his 70s, and 70s is not really a time anymore when your brain typically degrades, but it can for some people, especially, you know, someone who doesn't use their brain that often, because let's face it, he doesn't read or, you know, do anything for himself.
Let's just look at it, let's take his ego out of it and just talk about his lifestyle leading up to this. This is a guy who has been pampered from the day he was born. Anything he's wanted, he's been able to get. He has built an empire, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And much like Prince, God rest his soul, he's lived in Trump world for so long that he just thinks that whatever he wants, he can have. No matter what it is, no matter what time of day, he's used to getting his way. So ego aside, he's coming into this office and still treating it like it's the life he's led for...
He's trying to run it like the businesses he's run, where he has all
exactly,
the
power. Exactly, and everyone's come out and said, you can't do that, you're going to fail, which, you know what, all of his businesses have failed, so it makes sense. But even that aside, he's used to getting his way, and now he's having to fight to get his way. And he sounds like a child having a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
And then you add his ego back into it, and it exacerbates the problem.
That's when you get these early morning tirades.
Yeah. And they can't... No one can pull him back.
Yeah.
He will not be contained. His ego won't let him. So that's why I say, like, if he does get impeached, he's not going to do like a Nixon and just bow out.
Oh, no.
His ego will not. Yeah. And the thing is he can remain in office during the trials. I don't know how much power he will have
sitting president. I think because that's what happened with Clinton, is it was more of a, you've been impeached, but you still get to kind of keep your job thing. But more than likely, he would be removed.
Yeah, I think at this point, they would have to remove him.
Yeah, and then he would be given immunity, or he'd be pardoned by...
Oh, clearly he'd be pardoned.
Pence.
Yeah. Well, no, here's what I think would be funny, because, and we've talked about this before on the show, there was a divide between Pence and Trump right before the election. A clear divide. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was a bunch of shit Trump said that Pence went, whoa, hey.
Yeah. And he stepped back from Trump as it is because he knows he needs to save his face.
He really needs to distance himself. Now, they've had a couple of things where I kind of feel like Pence had his arm twisted, where he had to come out in support of the president.
Yeah.
But you haven't heard shit from Pence.
Yeah, he's keeping his head down.
He really is.
Yeah.
So I honestly think that if Trump were to be impeached and Pence somehow made it through this unscathed and took office, he wouldn't pardon Trump.
I think he would. Because he has to keep his party happy. And the party would want him to pardon. The
party does not want anything to do with Trump.
Well,
look at how
they sure are on their knees a lot right now.
Oh yeah, they are, but they're doing it because they're trying to save face for the country. The problem is they're not really paying attention to what the country wants because they're so hell-bent on pleasing their party. And their party is in chaos right now. Their party was very happy that they had a Republican victory.
Yeah.
But you and I both know, we talked about it at great length over the course of the campaign, they did not want Trump. And there's a conspiracy theory. I don't know if it's true or not. It would not shock me if it was true. But that Trump only ran as a candidate because he used to be, I don't know that they are anymore, but he used to be really close with the Clintons.
Yeah.
And there's a theory being tossed around that Hillary said, I'm running, you should run against me, so that way I will actually become president. And he went, okay.
Well, yeah, and then he bought his own BS.
Oh, yeah.
Because that classic, he's a classic narcissist.
Yeah, yeah. And he was.
And he bought his own press, and he went, I could do this better than anybody. Because that's what narcissists and entitled people do.
Well, on top of that, too, he was going out and doing the rallies and getting all these people.
All the attention.
Yeah, yep. And he ate it up. His ego ate it up. And the more his ego ate it up, the more he was like, I just need to say more crazy shit. I can do this job.
The more orange.
And then he got the job. And you saw those first shots of him. He was in shock.
Yeah.
And he actually came out and said not too long ago that he all but admitted that he didn't want the job. Like he said on national TV.
He's not right for it.
He said, I think it might have been the interview that he shut down. That we talked about a few weeks ago.
Went back to his desk.
Yeah, just read the blank papers.
Yeah.
They just had Trump, 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 Trump. this one's about
me. Those are my favorite gifts is when he's holding up the executive orders and people are putting like other stuff in there. Like one was a picture of a choo-choo train and one was a picture of a kitty. And those are my favorite.
I have an app on my phone that lets me make those.
It's just all pictures of him. Speaking of pictures of him and going back to John Oliver, he showed a picture that was probably taken in the 70s, maybe even earlier, of Trump on a bed that looked like a twin bed, like a kid's bed, in a very short bathrobe. It was disgusting. And all I kept thinking was pedophile, pedophile, pedophile.
Come visit your Uncle Donald.
I mean, you know, Bill Maher said when he called Ivanka Trump's daughter wife.
Oh, dude. Well, Trump said during the campaign, if she wasn't my daughter, I'd date her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he said that for years, though. That he would do her if it wasn't his daughter. And I'm like, you're so gross.
Yet he completely ignores Tiffany.
And she's prettier, too. I'm like, a poor girl. I love that. And John Oliver, who was like, what's her name? What's her name, Donald? It starts with a T. I was like, I didn't even know he had another daughter until that.
I didn't know until I saw her like on like a rally or something. I was like, wait, who's that?
Who are these people? Well, my favorite is after he got elected, just Melania, who was like, her stone face is like, oh, fuck.
Well, she's not even...
Poor woman.
Oh, God. How dare you? How dare you?
I feel bad for her. But, you know, she went into that marriage, and she's not... I don't mind Melania. You know, she came in with her own money. She didn't pursue him.
They never do.
Yeah, right.
It's either marriage or restraining order.
So, but you know, she came into it with her own money, her own businesses. You know, she was doing her own thing. I don't buy that she's never had plastic surgery, but that's just me.
She always reminds me of a flatter-chested Sofia Vergara. That accent is so close.
Oh my God, that's true. But that
I Donald.
Like, I did not. She's like, I did not sign up for this.
Oh.
And there's unconfirmed rumors that she's having an affair with the Tiffany's security chief. With someone from, like, higher up in Tiffany's.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, he's not. He's not stooping Kellyanne Conway, but she really wants him to.
I bet. Oh, my God.
Dude, she would give anything to be under Donald.
Why do you think her knees were spread so far apart on that
house? Well, that's because there was all those black men there. What? Is that out loud?
keep it in your head.
No, it needs to be shared with the world. Okay, first of all, Melania and the fucking autistic kid Baron.
Come on now.
He's fucking autistic. Look at him.
So what? That doesn't mean he can have less of a quality of life.
No, because he's a Trump and he's going to fucking gain millions.
Yeah.
No, it would not shock me to find out Melania is having an affair. It wouldn't shock me to find out Trump is having several. Here's
the
thing.
It wouldn't shock me if they haven't been together since Barron was born.
Oh, undoubtedly. Melania is not living in the White House. Barron's not living in the White House. Trump is splitting his time between Washington and New York. During the campaign...
You mean Washington and Mar-a-Lago.
Well, yeah.
You're getting them confused.
Sorry.
Again.
They look so similar.
Mar-a-Lago's both dumpster not New fires, York.
So. Mar-a-Lago's in Florida.
During the campaign, he was flying... He was spending a lot of money flying from wherever he was in the country back to New York so he could sleep in his own bed.
He has spent more money on travel in these first 100 days. And what was it? I saw a breakdown. And this was a while ago because this information came out a long time ago. And there's been so much more since then that I can't remember the exact breakdown. But he, like, his track of spending would far exceed anything that Obama or Clinton or the Bushes ever
he's
did.
Almost passed.
He will spend more in Obama. More in his first year than Obama did in eight years. Yeah.
Well, they've already spent more on security for him than they did Obama's first term,
family.
I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think on his family. I think just on him because he's got to go play golf.
Well, and he has security on his family too, on every member of the family, and that's a big family.
Tiffany doesn't need security. She needs love.
She needs a hug.
Someone who won't grab her by the pussy.
Yes, just a safe hug. She is a safe hug.
Exactly. Poor
Tiffany.
I
heard Bill Cosby's looking for another daughter.
Oh, too soon, bro. Too soon.
He's going to jail.
His first day of trial. Yeah. I was just reading about his first day of trial.
It
just ended.
I'm of two minds on the Bill Cosby thing since we're going in that direction.
The pudding pop.
I feel bad that his legacy is going to be tarnished. If this had happened, 20, 30 years ago, fine. But I mean, the guy's close to the grave, and just like Michael Jackson, this is what he's going to be remembered for. Not the 40 or 50 years of comedy gold he gave us, just the happiness he gave us, but the fact that he drugged women to have sex with them. I mean, that really sucks. It sucks what he did, don't get me wrong. I mean, the guy's an asshat that should be burned in hell. But it's sad to me that his legacy is going to be destroyed. And I feel the same about Michael Jackson. Like, when you say Michael Jackson... Yeah. The first thing that comes to your mind isn't the music. It's the fact that he touched kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
well, maybe
it's
he shouldn't have raped those people.
No, clearly he shouldn't have, but...
He did it to himself, just saying.
Well, and I think
there's no argument here.
I think that speaks to the massive pedestal we put celebrities on. They make just... millions upon millions of dollars, and they don't need to be making that much. Two, they don't need to be idolized anywhere near as much. They're just humans too. Like, look at Miley Cyrus and how idolized that thing is. Like, come on, that's the example for little girls. Yes, it sucks that their legacy is obliterated, not even just tarnished, their legacy's obliterated, and all the good that they did is wiped out with these heinous acts, as it should be because they were heinous, but it does suck, especially for people who grew up with that kind of stuff, and you're like, what, that was my hero, what, no, and never
well,
were heroes, but
look,
we put these people up on such a pedestal that they don't need to be on.
I will say that from the Miley Cyrus point of view, I don't think she should be a role model. But at the same time, she is kind of sending a good message of empowerment in a way weird way. But she's very upfront and says, this is who I am. This is what I want to do. If you don't like it, fuck off. I don't care. She's one of the few celebrities who's coming out and saying, look, I shouldn't be a role model. And I think that's...
And if she has actually said that, then that would be great. Has she actually said that?
Yeah, she's actually
said
that.
Okay, then that's... I'm all on board with that.
She's just being who she wants
then
to
get
be.
Out of the public eye. Then get out of the public eye. If you are in the public eye, you have a responsibility, whether you want it or not. You are accepting that role as a celebrity, and you're going to be a role model whether you like it or not. So either... shape up or shape
See,
up.
I agree and disagree with that. Yes, you are in the public eye.
It's a weird...
But it's not up to the celebrity to be a role model. It's up to the people looking to that person as a role model and the people in their lives to say, maybe that's not someone you should emulate. It comes back... And Samantha, yeah. I think you and I have talked about this. It comes down to parenting. It's a parent's job.
Absolutely.
It's a parent's job first and foremost to provide role models. The first role model any child has is their parents, you know? And I think that sets what that child looks for in future role models, be it celebrities, friends, what have you. God forbid, political leaders.
Hey,
and that's very true. And you're right. Okay? Apparently. You're right in the agree, disagree. That's true. Anyone can be. I mean, let's run. Woo! Seriously, though.
Not another podcast, true. 2020.
All three of us, or four of us really, will all be president together. Yeah.
No, I think...
We'll alternate.
I say...
The presidential quartet.
I say that, Bryce, you need to be president. Samantha needs to be vice president. Jim needs to be Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House, yeah.
And I just need to be the janitor.
You'll be Kellyanne Conway.
I can't spread my legs that far.
No,
and you're not racist enough to be Steve Bannon.
Yeah. So, look, can I just be the guy who brings coffee?
Sure.
Yeah. And donuts.
No, I can't do donuts anymore.
No. Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't mean the rest
of my come on. Selfish motherfucker. Jeez.
Okay, I'll bring donuts, but you all have to eat them slow and sexy in front of me.
Only if they're voodoo donuts and only if they're cock and balls.
I will provide whatever donuts it takes to get you to eat them slow and sexy.
Slow. Yeah.
And when you get to the creamy filling, I want you to rub it all over your face. this is so good.
So good.
And then look up at me and tell me you're a naughty boy.
I'm so naughty. I'm so naughty, Mrs. Vice President.
I will carry a riding crop with me everywhere I go.
You can
just be a dominatrix gear.
I was
going to
say James could be the submissive. So
because here's I know what the first executive order is going to be. It's going to be that make sure that Dwayne the Rock Johnson is on his knees in front of Samantha all the time.
Like Channing Tatum. I call him Channing Tatum.
Exactly like Channing Tatum. And this is the end. Ball gag and everything. That was an orgasm in case you didn't. Samantha just...
Seriously, that... you know, there's people in your life, whether they're celebrity or not, that you're just like, I would have no boundaries with this person. Whatever you want to do, let's do it.
Well, if you end up vice president, it's whatever you want to do. By executive order from President Bryce, the 46th president. I think Knapp can take it. We number one, we're not affiliated with any party. We'll have the Knapp party.
Not another party.
Not another party. Thank you.
Not another political party.
And
I'm liking this idea.
Yeah. NAPP.
Yeah, yeah.
NAPP. I'll just be stand for like truth and justice and laughter.
I'll just be a secretary of something. Whatever you want to, wherever you want to put me. I'll even go in the boiler room.
Gates.
By your command.
We need those guys back again.
Yes, we do. Do I really have to say that every time?
Samantha has no idea what we're talking about. Nobody does.
No. I'm just checking my Twitter feed.
Yeah, well, it's probably a better use of your time than being on this shit show.
So I'm checking my IBD Presents Twitter page because I'm in charge of our social media.
So we're wrapping up here. Has an hour really gone by?
Already?
Jesus. Yeah.
So next week, hopefully Jim will be back. Samantha will be back.
Yeah.
Our new recording time seems to work for everyone. Everyone but me has got the day off, but it works perfectly because as soon as I get off work, I can shoot over here and we can bump some of these out. So this is awesome. It's good to connect with Samantha again and get her disgusting take on life.
Life is pretty nasty. Just roll around in it. Pig and shit. And embrace it.
I was referring more to you and The Rock with the ball gag in his mouth. But okay, whatever.
Yeah, just roll around. Pigs and shit. Embrace it.
God damn it, Samantha. Why do I have to squeal like a pig? Shut up. Mama says squeal.
Just do it. Spider.
Oh, wow. So I think this is a pretty good show for after 2 weeks of nothingness from us.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself. And since no one's going to listen,
Best show ever. We should just title everyone Best Show Ever.
Best show. Better than the last one.
Best show ever. Huge show. Incredible
Greatest,
show.
Bestest. We got the biggest show.
No one does a better show than us. It's the best show. Everyone says so. Even with our tiny hands. We managed to do such a great show. That went so far away from Trump at the end.
Yeah.
It really did, but that's okay. I was going to let you have it.
I don't do impressions
at all. It's like when Jim tries to do an accent and it always turns Russian.
Russian, yeah, for some reason. Well, mine always ends up German, so.
I had to do a Cockney accent for Radio Hour, and when I first started it, because you have to practice Cockney, man.
Cockney's really hard.
Australian.
Yeah.
It is. I kept slipping into Australian during rehearsals. Did you hear
that?
And I'm like,
that was
okay,
her shaking
so
herself out.
Right. Well, I pulled up on YouTube how to do a Cockney accent, and I would just speak in that accent for days. And people are looking at me weird. People at work are like, what the fuck? Because I have a for real big kid job. And,
she's all grown up,
my
kids.
My dogs. I know I'm all grown up. I've got a super big kid job. That once I start making money at IBD Presents, I get to live. Seriously, Jerome and I were like, okay, we're going to quit our jobs together whenever we make enough money to do it, and that won't be for a long time.
In 20 years, we'll all still be doing this podcast wishing we had money so we could leave our big kid jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I know. But, like, my job's not bad. I like the job, but it's not my career field because it's for a major financial institution, and I don't want to work in banking forever.
You don't want to sell your soul.
There's other things I could do. Like, oh, come on. I'm an entertainer. I don't want to do this. Like, come on.
Don't make me do this.
I don't want a real career. I don't want benefits. You know, I want to eat.
Oh, don't worry. They're working on that already.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You won't have those for very long.
Well, because another thing, I'm trying to buy a house. And going through the process is a pain in the ass. Yeah, I'm a single person. I'm going to buy a house. This is me and my dogs. And as soon as the morning after Trump was announced, president, I went, well, I better close on a house soon before I'm not allowed to buy land anymore. For I'm not allowed to
open. How is it he's not bought all the property and put the Trump name on it?
That would be, he just buys all the houses in America. It's like, you
how has he not changed the name of the country to Ameritrump?
Oh my god.
I should stop giving him ideas.
Trumpylvania.
Trumpville.
Well, he did say Trumpylvania would work because he's like, this is the Rust Belt that got me, you know, made me president. And like, whoever in Pennsylvania was like, actually, no, that is incorrect. So they're like, you were wrong, sir. So it's just interesting. But
a house, the process is not fun.
Yeah.
It's not. And doing it by yourself is lame.
Yeah. Yeah, the wife and I, we put our house buying plans on hold. We're gonna wait 2 years, get ourselves a little better situated, and then take a look at it again. And we're gonna watch the housing market because, I mean, we're on another bubble again.
Yeah.
And especially in this area, with property values just skyrocketing, because apparently Portland is a mecca for the uber rich now.
It's California's refugee state.
Well, it's.
You better keep those refugees out of there, otherwise Portland's gonna be all, you know, to its eyes in, you know, terrorist.
Oh, it's far too late.
That's just a joke, by the way, in case in podcast world you took me seriously. Please.
It's a joke that just happens to be real.
Right.
No, the thing is, we are getting, like, people from San Francisco, which is, like, the most expensive city to live in, I think, next to L.A. in California.
Mm-hmm.
All those people are coming to Portland because they don't have to – they can work from Portland now.
Yeah.
The technology is such that they can buy property cheap, with air quotes, in Portland, raising the value of it because so many people are moving here and still keep their jobs in San Francisco.
Yep.
Via, you know, Skype and the internet and all that fun shit. And people like us are being forced out of our homes because we can't afford apartment prices.
They took our jobs.
If they took our jobs, that'd be one thing. The jobs are there, but no one can afford to live.
Yeah.
Because the jobs, the compensation at the jobs isn't enough to afford the apartments now. Yeah. So, and that's why we've lost so many creative people. We're losing comic artists. Portland was a mecca for comic artists. We're losing comic artists. We're losing just artists in general. We're losing comedians. Fucking Big Jim left. Other comedic names like Christine Levine, who's a huge name in the comedy world, she couldn't afford to live in Portland anymore. She moved down to Arizona. Wow. So, I mean, it's nasty here. And...
Dude, no joke. You know what area is really up and coming in the arts and comedy and all of this? Columbus, Ohio! So come here. I'm not even kidding. This place is booming and it's just growing.
Okay, and so that's enough from Samantha.
Fuck you! It's true!
No, she's not wrong. Like, East Coast is starting to boom because all the creative types who can't afford to live on the West Coast are moving to the Midwest because it's cheap to live there. So, you know, it's not going to be very long before you start hearing about just the booming scenes. But then here's the thing. You guys got to be careful because once word gets out about how cheap it is to live there and where all the creative talk, as soon as you get a Columbiana show or whatever they call it.
We need to get the word out so that we can get people to start moving there now.
Yeah.
So everybody move to Ohio.
We're gonna boost the podcast here so people hear from Samantha how great it is in Columbus, Ohio. So they'll move there.
We need to just start doing PSAs before every show to get people to move there.
We can do that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, next week we'll have a PSA.
You silly.
And then we'll get Jim back and maybe get Samantha out here.
They'll escape.
Actually, dude, no joke. We have someone who comes in to perform with It's All Been Done Radio Hour from Arizona.
Jeez.
Wow.
I'm not even kidding. We have a girl who drives in almost monthly from the state of Delaware. And because we perform live every month, just like Thrilling Adventure Hour. We perform live, and then each individual show goes out as a podcast. So we have someone who flies in from Arizona, and we have someone who drives in from Delaware. And people who come from 2 to 3 hours away in various areas of Ohio.
Well, if Bryce and I could afford the plane tickets to get out there, probably still wouldn't go.
Oh, come on!
Then we'd have to go to Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Ohio.
No, there's not. We're just giving Samantha shit because it's fun!
I am in a wine like...
Wow, that's it was like listening to a mirror, did you hear that?
I don't know what kind of mirrors you listen to.
Oddly enough, they all sound like Trump.
Damn tricky, those sound mirrors.
Well, we have reached, we've actually gone a little over, so
okay,
we are going to say goodbye for this week. Samantha, it was awesome to talk to you again. Can't wait to have you on next week.
It was awesome to be back. Thank you, technology, for making it happen.
Well, it wasn't technology that we were fighting. It was schedules.
Yes, technology is... Well, technology broke because the first time we tried this, there was the Skype delay.
Yeah, well, Bryce, we got to give credit where credit is due. Bryce has worked tirelessly to figure all this shit out.
He did. Thank you.
And I think the reason for it is because he's become kind of a podcast connoisseur.
and he wants
us to sound as good as those shows, so he really puts in the time and effort, so kudos and thank you for
Yay,
doing
Bryce.
What I'm too lazy to do.
That's good because you're editing the show this week.
Editing I've got, that's no problem. The recording shit, not so much.
Dude, like it's no joke if you like are want to be in. I mean, yes, it's a hobby and it's a great hobby, but and you don't need expensive equipment, but you need dedication.
Yeah, you really do.
That's really what it comes down to: dedication and consistency and care for your audience. You know, that's what it is. Like James and I are from radio, so we know these things. It's ingrained in us. You know, audience comes first. You have to be consistent and you have to have a passion for it because it is not a very forgiving medium.
Well, and we are consistent on this show. We are consistently bad, and we will continue to be consistently bad. Okay, so that's it for us. Thanks for listening. Samantha, we'll talk to you next week. Big Jim will be back, and Bryce and I will be here. Barring the birth of Bryce's kid.
Yeah, got a little while for that.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.